5. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts if you call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. You actually get to create the content. You find something online that you want to share with our listeners. You submit it there at freetalklive.com. It appears on the site through our Reddit-based system and then is subject to being voted on. You can vote things up if you like them, down if you do not. And in the aggregate, we'll know what you, the listeners, think is important and interesting or fun or exciting or outrageous or whatever you want to share over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And we're going to continue right into your phone calls. Coming up, Daryl's going to share with us something from the Mises Institute about this big claim that colleges love to make, that if you go to college, go to our school, you'll make $1 million more on average than the average person who doesn't go to college, is basically the claim as I understand it.
Yes.
We're going to dig into that here in a moment. But first, we go to Nathan in Texas via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Nathan? Nathan going once? Nathan going twice? Nathan in Texas, going to put him back on hold. Maybe having sound card difficulties on my end. I'll have to check that out here in a little bit. Johnson is with us in New Hampshire on the line. Hello, hey. Johnson.
Hey. So you had said something in the last segment there about you can't get rid of student loan debt. And that's kind of true, but not really 100% true. And I guess sort of, and unfortunately, they're incentivizing this now with the way that they've set up the student loan system, which is that before, a lot of people would want to wait to, you know, pay off their student loans before they got into something like a mortgage or, you know, taking out bank loans or any kind of that situation, right? But now they're incentivized to get a mortgage or, you know, get a house, you know, get the house paid off or whatnot, remortgage the house, right? And then use that to pay off their student loans because in most cases you're going to get a much better interest rate. You're going to get a much better interest rate. You can consolidate multiple loans, right? And you can declare bankruptcy. So what you could
on the mortgage, interesting.
Yeah, if you were a real scumbag, what you could potentially do is just go out and buy a crappy home, right? And remortgage it immediately, pay off your student loans, declare bankruptcy, and you know, rent somewhere for 7 years until you just get rid of all your debt.
Right, but so, that's indirectly getting rid of the student loan. The student loan itself isn't being removed when filing bankruptcy. The
right.
loan that you took out to pay off that loan is right. being removed.
But Johnson's making right. a point that you can get out of it if you want to go through the jump through those hoops.
Right.
It's interesting.
But right. the student loan itself, my statement is still true.
Well, yes.
Student loan itself does not get removed.
If you pay it off, it's gone, you know, and if you're paying it right. off with more illegitimate debt, I mean, you still paid it off. I mean, it's such a silly roadblock, you know, it's like one of these things. The market always flows around the really dumb bureaucracy.
Well, right,
you
know, and for the people that know the loopholes, those loopholes exist. The people who are, you know, intelligent or aware enough or informed enough to know these things, and now you've helped inform our listeners on this, Johnson. Thank you for the clue on that. Anything else you want to share?
No problem. That's it. Thanks.
Okay, man. I appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Ramona in Utah. Ramona, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KZNU.
Yes, I am. I just wanted to talk about the Bundy situation. Has anyone told
sure.
you that the BLM is not just gathering cattle, but they're killing the cattle? If they
those,
can't catch them?
Yeah, I heard those allegations. I had asked a gentleman who called earlier tonight who apparently went to visit one of the Bundy family members this week, yesterday, and they said they hadn't been able to verify that claim, but I've heard that claim a couple times. Now, did you see any evidence of this?
I was there, but I didn't know. You can't see it because it's back up in the hills. But they're
right.
hauling cattle out of there. They're leaving the babies. They've tore the all the water out. They've cleaned the water out. So that leaves the wildlife without any water, plus any cattle and any babies that's left up there. And that's verified that the water is gone. The other thing is the BLM is the one that has been aggressive. It has not been the people there. And the governor has told the BLM to back off. And and not be aggressive. And you didn't see any BLM today. I've spent the past 2 days out there.
So you're saying that the BLM's not visible at this time? That's
not
an interesting claim.
No,
but regarding the aggression, statement, I'm not saying that the BLM is not aggressing. I agree. The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, in the case in the range war, so-called, in Nevada, is definitely the aggressor. However, the use of violence in response to them is not going to help the side of the ranchers. Do you agree with that?
The people are not being violent. The reason that one guy was
thank goodness
and tased is because he was taking pictures with his iPod.
Right. No, it's ridiculous. It's outrageous. And people need to show that video. That needs to be seen. People need to know what's actually happening out there. But it would not have looked as good had he just blasted those cops. Do you know what I mean?
All he had was an iPod.
Thank goodness. That's what I'm saying.
An iPad, yes. He was taking pictures of them, rounding
right.
up the cattle.
The camera is a far more dangerous tool, more dangerous tool than the gun.
And that's what they're doing, is taking pictures. And you can
thank
look
goodness.
It up on YouTube.
I agree with you, and that's good, because the family has requested that people not tote around guns and not wear camouflage, because they don't want this to turn into some sort of militia exercise that devolves into a shooting war. And I think the family's absolutely right in that position, thank
yes,
goodness. And thank
are.
You. Thanks, they Ramona, for your call tonight. I appreciate your perspective. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, remaining as peaceful as possible, very important.
So she said that, what was it, the mayor, the governor that told the federal agency to leave them alone?
It's apparently the governor. I actually have a story about that.
So I'm just wondering how much leeway or rights as far as, like, telling the federal agency that they can't do this, that the state has.
That's the thing. He's not actually doing anything about it. The story from FoxNews.com is that Governor Brian Sandoval in Nevada has condemned the Bureau of Land Management for what they characterize as heavy-handed actions involving this rancher that we were talking about. They said, quote, no cow justifies the atmosphere of intimidation which currently exists, nor the limitation of constitutional rights that are sacred to all Nevadans. The BLM needs to reconsider its approach to this matter and act accordingly. However, as we heard from our caller earlier today, the state police are still buzzing about there and, playing their role in assisting the federal government. So the words of the governor are not ringing into any sort of action on the part of the Nevada state government.
Right, and that's completely ridiculous. I just want to point this out again. Like he said, there is no cow. That's what this is about, cows. And there's so much violence being perpetrated on the behalf of these cows. Like, why is it being made into such a violent affair?
That's what they do. It's not really about cows. It's about control.
It's about obedience.
It's about the ideas.
The cows are a symbol of that control.
Right. I understand that. And it's about the ideas, essentially. But I feel like they're defeating themselves in doing this because they're overexerting their power to the point to where people are actually noticing it. And they're pointing it out, and they're taking pictures, and it's becoming national news like this.
But overexerting their power is what governments do. Just
sure,
look at all
of
the stories of cops shooting dogs during drug raids.
Exactly.
Firing
47
times on a homeless guy that stole a cup of coffee.
Exactly. But if you look back through history, and even now, you can see that the more violence the government perpetrates, more people are going to stand up and say that they don't like it.
It's true. The government is they're in a position that because they're doing wrong, they don't have a real good answer to making people be more obedient. I mean, that's what they want. They want people to be obedient. They want them to pony up the cash that they're demanding and do what they're told. The problem is when somebody disobeys and somebody non-cooperates, the government people only have two choices. One, ignore it, and then they look like they're not enforcing their laws. They look impotent. Two, crack down, and then they look like they're tyrants, and then they look outrageous and violent, and so it's really only one of those two options. Either way, it's a loser for them. There's more coming up here, and they tend to crack down. At least that's what it seems like. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring us anything you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in and username lrn.fm, and I did check the Skype out there during the break, and it is working, so we will try that again here in moments. You can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there free. Cashintocoins.com. You want to talk about free? How about some free transferring your cash into Bitcoins? No fee to transfer cash into Bitcoins under $40. at cashintocoins.com. You go over $40, the fee is very, very reasonable and very competitive with anything else out there in the Bitcoin world. Cashintocoins.com, it's easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. And there's a big announcement coming soon from cashintocoins.com. So stay tuned for that. Again, if you want to turn your cash into Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. I've used it, Daryl's used it, and I'll probably use it again. It's good stuff. So our toll-free number again here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to Livewire in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live, Livewire.
Yes, sir. First, I would like to commend you individuals because I've been aware of y'all since like maybe 2007 when I was living in South Florida. And y'all are doing a great job in the whole Free Talk scenario in your home state. There is a great, wonderful thing. Now to Nevada, and that situation is growing, and there's more information getting out. It's more about cows. Most specifically, there's a Satan-worshipping scumsucker named Harry Reid who has made a deal with Chinese people to get some of the oil rights to that land, which has been formerly, you know, used by that particular family there and other individuals that have been living there forever. And so it's only just getting out what's going on, but it's certainly about control. It's about control, but there's underhanded deals. Harry Reid recently, you know, was sending money back that he got from his granddaughter in a campaign fund in this issue, and on a campaign fund paperwork, he didn't even list his granddaughter's last name. So then when I got questioned, he sent that money back. He's a very underhanded individual.
So, I mean, he's a politician. Of course he's an underhanded individual. But I had actually seen something about this, but I hadn't taken the time to really look into it, that this whole Bundy Ranch controversy is really based on people looking for oil, and you're saying that this particular politician, Harry Reid, is involved in this. Is it that the politician in this case had not wanted the oil until recently because the Bundy family has not been paying the BLM fees since the early 1990s, and the BLM's been harassing them for years? Is this like the oil thing a more recent development, or do you think that's been the original reason back in the 90s that they started harassing him?
It's a more recent development. That's why I say, you know, some of that information is just now getting out, but it's paperwork that Harry Reid and other individuals signed with Chinese people who, and this is like in the last year or two that they've signed this kind of paperwork. And it's because Chinese people want oil rights that they're not just now realizing there's potential for oil.
When you say Chinese people, I presume you mean individual Chinese businessmen. You're not making a statement about every person in China, obviously.
Well, obviously not. And more specifically, you know, obviously it's some of the government officials in China that are certainly knowingly involved in this situation. But, and it's a testimony to the times. And I'll add that I'm a Christian, and the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus is all important. Spiritual truth is important. And Harry Reid is somebody that needs to come to the knowledge of the truth. Times are getting short. Believe the gospel.
Well, Livewire, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know if I agree with all that at the end, but I appreciate your perspective in the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. A lot of religious people are always saying the times are at an end. The times are always ending.
Right, it does seem that way.
Yeah, people for nearly 2,000 years have thought that, you know, like, the end of the world is right around the corner.
Yeah, and it's still here. So we'll continue on here, and I'll continue my life believing that I'll be waking up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in what he brought up, the deal with the Chinese politicians and the oil land. Like, I'd like to know more details about that.
I had seen, as I said, I saw something online, but I did not pull it up, so feel free to dig in. Maybe during one of the breaks, we'll see if we can find something about that. It's an interesting allegation. It wouldn't surprise me if that were the case as to why, after 20 years, now the BLM is moving against this family. Because, again, they stopped paying the fees back in 1993. And so presumably the BLM would be harassing them over that, as would any government agency, if you did not pay a fee they were demanding you. But now, 20 years later, they actually make a move on them. So maybe there is something else afoot.
Could be. And I actually just saw this article, as he was mentioning it, and it's from a source that I've never heard of before, westernjournalism.com, and it has some reports in here that now my computer decided to go completely away from that article.
Tell you what, we'll let you dig into that here in a moment. Let's go to Nathan. In the meantime, we're going to give him another shot here on Skype. Nathan in Texas, are you there?
I am here.
How we got you. Go ahead.
Congratulations, Ellen, for your first time on Free Talk Live.
Apparently it's your second
thanks,
time.
Oh, thanks, Nathan. I mean, it's my second time, but thank you. I recognize your name and your voice. Nathan's a regular ALP listener as well.
Excellent. So what's on your mind, Nathan?
Well, I was. It was interesting that this arrest you were talking about happened today. I'd actually read an article on freeking.com that showed a picture of you and Mark from 2007, I think. You were kind of wearing some white duds there, and it mentioned an Ian Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was curious, so what's the story with your name change, and can I go back in the archives and listen to that?
Well, sure. I mean, it's been something that's been developing over several years. It started here in New Hampshire when I found out that there was a court case that says that you can just change your name just because you want to, as long as it's not being used for fraudulent purposes. So I started using a new name and eventually was able to register to vote under that new name without having to go through a probate court process. But there were certain, even though when I went to court various different times, I had mostly no luck getting them to recognize my chosen name, which is Ian Freeman. And so just born out of frustration because they won't recognize the courts won't recognize their own Supreme Court decision. They will only recognize the probate court name change document. I did finally go and file for the name change in late 2013. Does that summarize it for you?
I think so. And before that, you were, like you said, you were still using your slave name. I guess I'm not sure what you call it.
Yeah, I think that's a decent term for it.
For the for banks, banking, and I don't know, getting a car loan and things of things like that. Okay, because I don't know much about the name change process. It would seem like you would still have to use your old name for, like you said, all the things that you still own in that name, like a house.
Right, until you were able to somehow change all of those things. And there's no time frame that they force you to do all of those changes in.
They probably expect you to get it done in a reasonable time.
Yeah, whatever that means. So there you go, Nathan. Hope that answers your questions. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the million-dollar promise from the colleges, saying you're going to make $1 million extra if you get a college education compared to people who don't get that education. We'll dig into that here in moments. And you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
All right. We'll go back to your phone calls and your thoughts. A lot of people have a lot to say on the Nevada so-called range war that is brewing out there at the Bundy family farm and the nearby areas, where hundreds of supporters and media, news media as well, have gathered. We'll continue. We will actually tomorrow night hopefully have one of the Bundy family on to actually give us the inside scoop on what has been happening over the last week. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Something you can also take control of is your privacy online with ProXPN. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and download their app. There's one for Windows, Macintosh, iOS systems, and Android. You can also get it to work with Linux. It's a little bit different setup involved there. You have to email them to get the instructions, but it's not very complicated actually at all to get ProXPN working with Linux. But what is it? It's it is a network that is global, and it encrypts your data, meaning that what you normally would send to your internet service provider, they'd be logging. They're probably logging every website you visit and every search term you enter right now for up to 5 years in some cases. Well, you can stop that by getting ProXPN, because ProXPN then encrypts your data going out from your computer and also what's coming into your computer, so your ISP no longer can snoop on you. In fact, not only can they not snoop on you, but neither can the administrator at your workplace. Neither can the administrator of the coffee shop that you might be using the internet connection there. So big, big privacy boost when you start using ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. You can start up for free right now and just try it out. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, use discount code FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20. And that'll get you 20% off for the lifetime of the account. The premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth. The premium account also gives you access to all of the servers that ProXPN has around the world. So you can select which server you want to connect to. Let's say you want to do private torrenting. Again, you have to have the premium account for private torrents. Connect to the Netherlands server, and you will have maximum privacy protections when you're doing private torrenting through ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20. Save that 20% for the lifetime of the account. And don't worry, you've got a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. If for some reason you're disappointed, you can get your money back from proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software there and use code FTL20 to save that 20%. Let's go to Dave. He's in Nevada and on the amp line. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the Bundy family, yes. Al and Peg and Kelly and Bud.
It's not the first time that joke's been done, but it's a good one. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't hear it on someone did it earlier. But, I'm kind of involved in, I guess, the Liberty Trinity here in Las Vegas, and I know people have been going down there. I'm going to try to go tomorrow. One of my friends that I didn't talk to her, but I kind of texted her. She said she didn't really see, I asked her if she saw any agents or anything like that, or if it was hard to get down there. She said that she didn't, and that, she wasn't searched or anything like that, because I heard something saying that they were, like, searching cars for guns or something. I don't know if that was on a news report or whatever.
Someone called earlier saying they were harassing visitors for not having, I guess there's some sort of rule in Clark County, according to our caller earlier, that you have to have your magazine separated from the gun if you're going to be carrying it in a car.
No, that's not, okay, yeah, and if you have a rifle, if you have you can carry a loaded handgun in your car in Clark County.
Okay.
Because I do it.
Well, maybe they're just picking on people with rifles, but that was the claim.
Yeah, rifles, I believe, you can't have them loaded when you're transporting them, but you can open carry both your handguns and your rifles in Clark County and in the state of Nevada. The only difference in Clark County is if you live in Clark County, you have to register your handgun. But the rest of the state, you don't have to. But other than that, we have pretty good gun laws here. But we've had one of the county commissioners, so I'm familiar with, he's always making these ridiculous comments, but who said that anybody, he was referencing people from Utah and said anybody who comes there from Utah to protest better have funeral plans. This is Tom Collins, he's one of the commissioners, and, he's somebody who, we had a more cops tax that was, they were voting on, he promoted that, he made a statement that he didn't want to listen to anybody's comments, and he left the room when we were making, because I actually went to, the county commission meetings and spoke during the comment section. So he's I guess, a guy who there's been some controversial stuff.
Yeah, I actually had the news story here from Infowars.com about this county commissioner. It was in my show prep for tonight, and I think last night as well. He apparently spoke. Let's see. The comments were revealed by Darren Bushman from Butte County, Utah, commissioner, after he spoke with Collins about Utah ranchers and his colleagues on the county commission complaining about tactics used by the BLM during their seizure of Bundy's cattle in southern Nevada. I was just told by Commissioner Collins of Clark County that all of us folks from Utah are a bunch of, quote, inbred bastards, unquote, and if we are coming to Clark County, Nevada, to support Clive and Bundy, we all, quote, better have funeral plans, unquote, and we should, quote, turn our asses around and mind our own effing business, unquote.
That sounds like a death threat.
It sort of has that ring to it. Yeah, this guy, real nice guy, character, apparently. So this is one of the county commissioners there where you live, Dave?
Yeah, Tom Collins. And
do you believe the claims? Do you believe the claims?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because this is also, a guy, one, he had an incident where that was in the Review Journal where he got drunk and he shot at a tree, and then the police came and they eventually filed charges, but of course, nothing happened because he's a commissioner. And he totally, made comments about, I was saying about the sales tax, where they were going to raise the sales tax to hire more cops. And he promoted that and said, it's irrelevant. I was actually there at the county commission meeting where he pretty much said, it's irrelevant what you guys have to say because, we need more cops for public safety. And then he left the room while we made the comments. So this is not somebody who, it would surprise me that would say something like that. I honestly can't stand him. I don't know. You know, he's not in my district.
Well, he did go on to further clarify, saying, I'm trying to do everything I can to discourage anybody who tells me they're coming here with loaded guns. I'm going to tell them not to come. The Bundys want peace. They don't want any violence going on, so all these gun-packing folks just need to go home. Now, that's a more intelligent thing to say.
Yes.
Then you know, better have funeral plans.
So, Dave, I've got a question. I've got a question for you. Do you know anything about the claim that Harry Reid somehow was instrumental in striking a deal with a Chinese company to put up a $5 billion solar plant on the land where Clive and Bundy's cattle are?
Yeah, I read the same article that there was you know, something going on with that where he made some deal with the Chinese business or the Chinese government. So that's out there. I think the one that I saw was from InfoWars, but I don't know. You know, there's really no other way to kind of validate that. They did have a picture of it was from some database or something where it did like a screenshot where it talked about, you know, his ranch and how, you know, he's not allowed to have it there or whatever. But I don't know how valid that story is, but it is out there, and I did read that. And it wouldn't surprise me. Like, Harry Reid is, I mean, he was the guy, if you've seen Casino, you know, the guy who was played by Dick Smothers, who used to be head of the gaming board or whatever, you know, and then in the movie, and granted, this is in the movie, but, you know, he was the one who, he was giving them hookers and hotel rooms. But, I mean, I've read stuff about Harry Reid, and I don't even know how he keeps getting elected. You know, I heard he brings the unions in, and there were some campaign financing issues, and, you know, so, yeah.
He's an incumbent. They just keep getting elected everywhere.
He's been there, like, you know, forever. I mean, he's been a politician since he was in his 20s.
Wow.
And I think he's, you know, corrupt as they come. So.
Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight. That's a long career of screwing people.
Yes.
For a living. Speaking of screwing people, college funding. They're claiming that it's worth it. They're claiming that the big money that you're going to spend going to college is well worth it. And, Daryl, maybe not. Maybe that's not so true. We'll get into that here. You've got the story in moments, in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are just around the corner here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Enough time for your call with your thoughts if you dial toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we got a YouTube channel. You can actually go and watch full episodes of Free Talk Live, a whole 3 hours uploaded every single night to our YouTube channel. It's a relatively new thing. We've been doing it for about over a month at this point. And so the archives don't go back too far, but they are there, and they're being added nightly. So go to youtube.freetalklive.com if you want to quickly access that. And, of course, full show archives from the past several years, going all the way back to late 2006, in audio format are available on our website at freetalklive.com, so don't miss those. Of course, you can subscribe to them via podcast or just directly download the ones that you want. It's up to you at freetalklive.com. Ellen is here from alpshow.com, Daryl from fpp.cc. Daryl, we've been teasing this college story all night. Let's jump into it.
So the story here from Mises.org says, it is becoming substantially less difficult these days to convince people that college is not a surefire way to a good life. Even Paul Krugman has conceded, quote, it's no longer true that having a college degree guarantees that you'll get a good job, end quote. You can say that again. 53% of recent graduates are either unemployed or underemployed. Unfortunately, myths die hard. Many people still want to believe what Hillary Clinton once said. Graduates from four-year colleges earn nearly an estimated $1 million more than high school graduates. This may sound convincing, but this figure, based on Census Bureau reports, is about as true as it is relevant. After all, isn't it true that the most hardworking and intelligent people tend more to go to college? Well, this is not nature versus nurture. The factors behind these qualities are unrelated to the discussion at hand. If one grants, however, that the more ambitious and talented go to college in greater proportion than their peers, Ms. Clinton could have simply said the most hardworking and intelligent earn nearly an estimated $1 million more than their peers. I think the presses need not be stopped. For one thing, the Census Bureau estimates, or rather, the Census Bureau estimates include super earners such as CEOs, which skew the average upward.
Mm-hmm.
Although some, such as Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, never graduated from college. This is why it's better to use the median, the middle number in the data set, rather than the mean or the average.
It's also why Hillary Clinton and others repeat this factoid, or rather, and other repeaters of this factoid don't. Furthermore, just because more smart people go to college doesn't mean they should. They may earn more money, but what they keep is more important than what they make.
Yeah, that's a good point. Making the claim that somebody earns $1 million more doesn't speak to the amount of money they're paying out in the cost of the insane college loans.
Yes.
And the interest.
That's true. You know, I want to say first out, I don't know if this article is supposed to be anti-college. That's kind of what it sounded like to me. But it seems like you're not going to be homeless or out on the street because you don't have a job if you don't go to college. But there's a lot of people that go to college that just end up working in a different field, or maybe they don't use their degree. Like, they still have jobs, and, you know, maybe they could have made just as much money if they didn't go to college. But there are some things that you have to go to college for.
Right. And there are things to where you could go to either a community college, as Ian and I both did, or go to a vocational school to, you know, get hands-on experience to learn a trade.
But it's certainly true that to be like an engineer, and I think, aren't you going for chemical engineering or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on going for.
It's pretty tough to go to Votech for,
right,
you know, something like that.
But something as far as, oh, I don't know, carpentry.
Yeah.
You know, going and getting some fancy 4-year degree isn't necessarily going to make you a better carpenter. It will give you all of the facts of, well, this guy was the first person to ever be a carpenter. But right, that's not going to give you real world experience.
Exactly. There is the misconception among people that, like, you have to go to college to be successful, but if it's something like carpentry, or if it's production, or, you know, maybe you want to be a journalist, you don't have to go to college for something like that. You can just go out and do it.
Right. Yeah, some people go to college and major in music. I mean,
right,
just play your guitar or whatever.
So right, the article continues, financial columnist Jack Huff created a very illuminating hypothetical scenario with two people. One who chooses to go to college, and one who enters the labor force after high school. Huff then uses the average cost of college, as well as U.S. Census Bureau data, for the average income of college graduates and non-graduates, adjusted for age. He assumes that both save and invest 5% of their yearly income. By the age of 65, how does the net worth of each look?
Okay.
Ian, take a guess. Ellen, take a guess. And then I will tell you the figure that he comes up with.
So this is the average of people who have gone to college versus those who haven't.
Yes.
As far as the
assuming
net worth,
that both individuals
yeah,
save 5% yeah, of their income.
I would say the person who didn't go to college is better off because they're not paying those insane college loans.
You know, I would have to say the same, just on a larger scale. I mean, I would say there are definitely examples where that's not true, but just in general, probably the person who doesn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in college debt to pay.
Do either one of you guys want to guess the figures that he came up with for the college graduate and the high school graduate?
Just give me the numbers.
College graduate would have saved $400,000. The high school graduate, $1.3 million.
Wow. So really, the key to getting that money, and this was by what age, 65?
65.
So really, the key to getting that money in savings is to know how to save and to not have debt. I mean, you can't save effectively if you're servicing debt the entire time that you're alive, or for decades, or however long it takes for these people to pay off these insane loans.
Right, but, and I think the wise decision is to only go for a degree in college, like, if you know that it's going to be profitable, because otherwise you end up with a bunch of debt, and, you know, you end up like the person in this scenario where you save up not even half of somebody who didn't go to college.
And you, Ellen, made the point earlier that there are a lot of people who just get out of high school and they go right into college not knowing anything about what they're there for. They're just there because they were told to be there.
Exactly. And
how detrimental is that?
I think that that's probably the reason why this huge bubble is occurring in college, because people are going to college and they're taking out all these loans, not having a way to pay them back, mm-hmm. just because they feel pressured to go into college. It's very easy when you're in high school to get talked into going, because everybody is always asking, what college are you going to? And your teachers actually set aside class time for you to fill out college paperwork. And if you don't do that, then that can actually be detrimental to your high school grades. So you might not be able to graduate if you don't participate in these class periods in which you're filling out college paperwork.
So the article actually gets a little more interesting here. It says, when one thinks about the common narrative of college versus no college, it truly becomes absurd. Indeed, who exactly are we comparing? We're not only comparing Jane Lawyer to Joe Carpenter, but we're also comparing financial analysts with the mentally disabled, medical doctors with welfare dependents, building engineers with drug addicts, architects with panhandlers, marketing directors with immigrants who can barely speak English, and university professors with career criminals. Many of these troubled people did not graduate high school, but it is shocking how they shuffle kids through the system. Nearly 50% of Detroit high school graduates, are functionally illiterate, and it isn't even that much better for the country as a whole. Mm-hmm. And something tells me that these particular non-graduates need something other than 4 years of drinking and studying Lockean, well, more likely Marxian, philosophy. It certainly could be a good thing to earn a college degree if one wants to be an accountant, engineer, or doctor. A degree is required, and those jobs have very high incomes. But can one really expect to make a killing with a degree in sociology or medieval African women's military ethnic studies?
No, you can expect to serve tables for the rest of your life or some other menial labor task. So we are out of time for tonight. So something to think about. At least, Ellen, you're coming from a perspective of making a real conscious decision to do this.
Right. Hopefully this will turn out well for me, seeing as I want to go for something that's more intellectual.
You're not just bumbling into it. Check out Ellen at ALPShow.com, Daryl at FVP.cc, and more at FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.